Welcome to Upper Cumberland Outdoors. I'm your host, Brad Halfacre. Today I've got Stephen Clark and Gunnar Ballard with Upperman High Fishing Team. Fellas, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Stephen, if you would, just tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from and everything.
I'm Stephen Clark. I'm from Cookeville side of Baxter, and we're on the Upperman Fishing Team. We're getting ready to go to Grove, Oklahoma for our national tournament.
Grove, Oklahoma, that's a good little ways away. Now, Gunnar, tell us about where you're from.
From Baxter, Tennessee. Been fishing my whole life, just ready to go to this tournament.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So that was going to be kind of, I'm glad you led with that. Gunnar, so you said you've been fishing your whole life. So you start, who got you into fishing?
My dad and my grandpa mostly.
Yeah, and so it's something that you do as a family and everybody enjoys it.
Yes, sir.
So Stephen, what about you? Who got you into fishing?
Mostly my dad and my uncle. Yeah. So, got me into the whole fishing world and outdoor world.
So is I guess obviously you guys being here, you know, part of the Upperman Bass Fishing, I guess bass fishing is probably your favorite.
Yes, sir.
Type of fishing. So, now what, you know, I've known Stephen a long time. Now what makes you've played different sports. What makes this bass fishing team a little bit different? What makes this your favorite thing in sports wise?
So, you know, when you run out of the tunnel for a football game, you're all hyped up. It's like every time. When your number gets called for that bass, for you to take off your first launch, for that first stop, it's pretty much the same thing. Your adrenaline gets going, you get excited and everything like that.
And if you've never watched a takeoff, it is incredible. You know, it's happening. You know, they're calling these numbers and everything. Gunnar, what about you? What makes this your favorite thing to do than other sports?
I've always been competitive fishing, you know, like against dad or grandpa. Yeah. I just like it. I played a little bit of football and stuff, but there ain't nothing like that first blast off.
Got to do what you love. And if you're enjoying doing it, it don't seem, you know, like work or anything like that. I know like some sports, you got to put in the work. And I guess you do with this too. So, you know, break down a little bit of, Gunnar, break down like your preparation. So you got this big tournament coming up. Now, I don't want you to give me any secrets out there, you know, but I mean, tell us, you know, how you would be prepared to get ready for this.
Just do some research, figure out what baits you want to throw. And then if you can go practice a day or two before the tournament and figure out what they're biting and where they're setting at in the water column and figuring them out.
Yeah, so you got to do some homework, got to do some study. Stephen, what about you? The same way, kind of preparation?
Look at maps, look at depth charts, fishing reports, stuff like that.
And then, too, so on a day on the water on tournament time, it's the two of you in a boat, and you've got a captain?
Yes.
Yes.
And then I guess you bring, because you want to take, you're an athlete, you got to take care of yourself. You put like drinks and, you know,
water,
ways to stay hydrated.
Waters, granola, stuff like that, yeah.
Stuff, because you don't want to stop. You can't stop and eat. If you want to eat something, it's going to be quick and on the go. Bologna sandwich or something packed in there, you know, something. Okay. So the preparation is the same thing. You're going to be studying. So the tournament, I guess, is it a two-day deal?
This one's like four
this
days.
One, there's 3 days, and if you qualify in those 3 days, then you move on to Saturday.
Okay. So you guys will be getting up there a little bit ahead of time to do some pre-fishing and stuff like that, so you can get to know. Because I mean, fish or fish, but two, you know, the temperature might be different, or the lake, you know, the you know, Center Hills rocky, you know, you know what to throw, you know, you gotta study that up there. Is it more mud? Do you know, or have you done any research on it so far?
The research that I've done, there's a lot of rock and a whole bunch of boat docks everywhere.
So it'd be like fishing around docks. So that's good to know. Do you have a favorite rod that you like to use, Gunnar?
I like a lot of loose stuff. One of my favorites right now is a Bass Pro Johnny Morris Carbon Light.
All right. Okay. Stephen, what about you? You got the one pole that you're going to know, hey, I'm going to wear them out on this one.
Here lately, I've been throwing my Abu Garcia Silvermax a lot, and it's been a good rod.
Do you got a nickname?
No.
You ain't got it named?
No.
What about you, Gunnar? You got your favorite rod named?
I don't.
Oh, well, I figured y'all have – say, I had one. I called it the Hornet. Well, we'll stay tuned for more with Gunner Ballard and Stephen Clark. Welcome back to Upper Cumberland Outdoors. I've got Stephen Clark and Gunner Ballard on the show with us today talking about Upperman High fishing team. So, you know, guys, we talked about y'all going out to Oklahoma for the national tournament. Now, when did the season start for you this year, Gunner?
Right at the end of August is when our first tournament was.
So about the time school starts back, a little bit later, is this the final tournament of the year for y'all, and then it starts the next fishing season?
Yes, sir.
So, okay, so this is like your Super Bowl, in other words, or championship game. Great, okay. Now, how many tournaments, Stephen, did y'all fish?
Well, we had to fish 7 to qualify for the Trail 2-Day Tournament, the Trail Championship. It was a 2-day tournament on Nickajack Lake in Jasper, Tennessee, and you had to fish 7. I think we fished every single one of them besides one.
And so it's based on points, right? So, yes, sir. So where did y'all stand? So out of how many fishing teams are at Upperman, or fishing teams are in it, or is it are you an individual team, or you, how do they call, what do they call y'all?
They consider us, like, we're on the Upperman fishing team, but when you're out on the water for them tournaments, you're considered one team.
One team. That's what I thought. So how many teams does Upperman have?
In high school this year we had, like, 4 or 5, I think.
4 or 5, yeah.
Okay, and then the middle school, are they part of the high school team, or are they in the junior sections?
They're in the juniors, but that juniors runs all the way from 2nd grade to 8th grade. Okay. So there's a lot more of them than there is high schoolers.
Okay. So out of the 4 teams or 5 teams y'all had, y'all are the only ones that qualified for the national.
Well, there's another team that qualified through Bass Nation, but it's a teetotal different lake, teetotal different time.
Right. So, okay, I'm glad you brought that up. So this tournament is the Tennessee Bass Federation, TBF.
Yes.
So there's two different ones that cover the high school fishing. So you mentioned TBF and you mentioned TN Bass Nation. So those are the two. Okay. So that's nice to know that it's different. You got two different ones. Are those the only two involved, or is there – others?
You can go fish high school opens. You can go fish stuff like that, but that's mainly the two that most people fish. That's from Upperman.
Now, starting off like these tournaments in August, are they all like local here? They're all in Tennessee, correct?
The ones we fish are mostly middle and sometimes East Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Now, I heard you mention Nickajack. How far west do y'all go?
The farthest we went this year was Old Hickory.
Oh, wow. So you didn't go very west, very far at all. And so this national tournament that you're fishing, there are going to be teams represented from each state, I'm sure, right? So, there's going to be at least 50 teams, if not, you know, more. So,
yes.
Now, what's at stake? What's the grand prize?
Last year, there was around $3 million
worth of scholarships
on that last day.
Oh, wow.
You got to make it past the first 3 days and qualify to get there.
So what do you got to do? So break that down. What do you got to do to qualify for the final day?
You got to get all 3 days you fish, and then the weights added up, and there's only 31 boats in that Saturday tournament.
So you need to place in the top 31. So,
well, top 30.
Top 30.
And then there's a little party. And at that party, there's a special draw, and that one lucky boat that didn't qualify gets to go to Saturday.
Oh, wow. So just because you didn't, there's still a chance that you could still get a draw. Well, that's incredible. So if y'all, out of the tournaments you fished up to this point, you got a favorite one, the one that you enjoyed fishing the most?
That 2-day tournament for me was my favorite.
Yeah.
We had a limit of fish by about 7:30 both mornings.
Oh, that's a good day. So how long have you been a part of Upperman Fishing Team, Stephen?
This is my first year.
Your first year?
Good. I've been in 2 years.
2 years, okay. You got to have, if someone was listening and they wanted to take part of this, what's something they, do they have to have a boat to be a part of it, or?
They don't have to have a boat, but if they do, it's great. If they don't, they just come to the meetings and stuff and ask if they can be somebody's partner and go with them.
Well, that's great. So just if you're listening and you want to be a part of the fishing team, and you know, still come to the meetings and see if you can get on with a team that needs a partner. Well, stay tuned for more with Stephen Clark and Gunnar Ballard. And we're back with Gunnar Ballard and Stephen Clark with Upperman High Fishing Team. These young men are going to be going to Oklahoma to represent Upperman High School in the National Fishing Tournament with the TBF. So, Gunnar, we can't have a fishing show, an outdoor show, without, you know, you got to give me your best fishing story, your biggest fish story, just one that sticks out with you. Why, you know, will you? It can be whether you're fishing on this team or not. I just want to hear a big fish tale from you.
On spring break this year, me, my dad, and my grandpa went to Florida to fish on a lake called Lake Rodman. And that place is known for giant fish. And we went down there fishing, and one of the first casts took the whole trip, hooked into the biggest fish of my life. Got it up there to the boat and everything. We were all so excited. Didn't get the net out of the box. Well, that fish, it got away right at the boat.
Oh, you sick the whole rest of the...
Yes, sir. But then I caught a 7-pounder in a whole bunch of waves while the trolling motor was trying to die. But we had the net that time.
And that's like on my shows, I always talk about being prepared. You know, and when you go out on the water or if you're going hiking, always be prepared. So that was something, I guess... You can look back and say, well, we failed to do. We failed to be prepared because, you know, if you're fishing a tournament, you ain't got your net ready.
Yeah.
It really
hurts.
Whoever's a net man, they might be getting thrown out in the water or left on the dock, right?
Going for a swim.
Stephen, let's hear it. What about you? I know you fished a long time. You give us your big fish story.
We were on Del Hollow this past year. It was the second time there. First time we were there, we caught one fish the whole time. And it was in the slot. Couldn't keep it. Couldn't take it to weigh-ins. Next time we're there, like, we're going to do 12 times better. I think we caught 8 fish in the slot. I caught a 5.5-pounder and a 4.5-pounder in the slot. He caught a 5-pounder in the slot. I think we came back with a 4-pounder that was just over. No, a 2-pounder that was under, and then, like, one dinky 12-inch fish for that whole tournament. But that 5-pounder, like, we thought we struck gold and we were going to have a great turnout, but... end up, but them 5-pounders, they make you, like, in a tournament, you're like jittery, and mm-hmm. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I can see it. Now, explain the slot. When you mention the slot, I know what that means, but tell the listeners what the slot means.
So the slot limit is, on Del Hollow, I think it's 18. Anything between 18 and 21 inches, you can't keep.
So it don't matter if you got a 20-pounder and it's in that slot, you can't keep
it. Yeah, if that fish is... 20 and a half inches, you can't keep it.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be over 21. I think it's under 16.
You can at least take your picture with it, though, can't you? All right. Well, see, there you go. Yeah. Right.
But that slot limit, like, we called it a slot beater tournament because it beat us the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Well, but, and the main thing, too, are you guys friends outside of this?
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, you're getting to fish, y'all are partners, and then you're going to, so you get to spend the day on the lake with your buddy, and then whose boat are y'all using? Or
mainly mine.
Mainly his.
And so is your dad the captain, or do you have somebody? Okay. And so that the captain, that they're just there to drive.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to explain this, so you've got the two high school, the two team members that are, you know, under 18. You know, and then you've got the driver of the boat who's the captain. But all he can, if you boys hooked into a giant fish, they can't help you do anything.
They just got to watch.
They just watch you. And so they're just driving the boat. So I guess they have to have their captain's. Do y'all have to have your captain's license, too?
Yes.
Yeah, we have to have the boating license.
When we first started, I didn't have it. And then he had his, and then I got mine. But to be for the high school side, if you're over the age of 12, you have to have it for the team.
Okay.
Because it makes the whole end of the tournament loading a boat, beginning of the tournament unloading a boat 12 times faster.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Adult don't have to
do everything.
Park halfway on the ramp, put the boat on the dock, stuff like that.
Well, guys, thanks so much for coming on and being a part of the show and sharing your experience. And good luck. You know, good luck coming up in a couple of weeks when you go down go over to Oklahoma. And, you know, you boys are representing the Upper Cumberland. You're representing your school and Baxter. And Baxter side of Cookeville. I like how you said the, you said that. But, I, you know, you boys are representing your school and each other and in the Upper Cumberland. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, this has been another great episode of Upper Cumberland Outdoors. Let's get outdoors.